It's Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.
First things first, we got to talk about this plane crash that was happening last night. Josh, what time did it happen? You were up.
So it was around like 8:30 to 9. I can't remember the exact time. So that would have been like 10:30-ish Eastern time, 10, you know, and or 10:30, 11, I guess. And that's when I saw the news that a plane had crashed in D.C. into the Potomac. And then you find out later, a couple minutes later, that it was because a helicopter ran into it. And I mean, yeah, right now it's sounding like there's no survivors. And that's just a horrific, horrific thing. I mean, I was thinking about last night, all the families who were probably there at the airport waiting to get their loved ones. And, you know, you receive that news and stuff like that. So
there's some very faint video of this crash. It looks like it was a military Black Hawk helicopter. Mm-hmm. Flew into an airplane with roughly 60 people on board, coming from Wichita, Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
Full of United States figure skaters and coaches and families, and some Russian figure skaters and families on board. So you know that's not going to end well. That's going to cause quite an issue.
Yeah.
And yeah, you can see the little faint video of this two dots, essentially. Mm-hmm. You can see one coming in and another dot just flying right towards it, then boom, you see the explosion there in midair. As of 20 minutes ago, the police checked out the fire chief out there, saying no survivors are expected from the plane crash. Crews are switching to a recovery operation. Ugh. As of right now, 28 bodies have been recovered.
Mm.
27 from the plane, one from the helicopter. Light is starting to shine now, so it's probably going to be a little bit easier to find some of these bodies in the river. But, you know, we were talking off the air, that Potomac River this time of year is like ice. It's
freezing.
Ice cold.
Yeah. It's
and
freezing.
I was reading, even if anybody was still, you know, trapped within the plane or you know, alive when it went down, they say 20 minutes tops before you freeze to death in that water.
You're underwater. I mean, it's horrific, man. And they're finding out that people were still trapped in the plane. You know, they're not floating down the river or anything like that. They were just stuck in the plane.
Yeah.
And that's,
it's a pretty gruesome scene is the
quote
awful. Here. So.
Yeah, it's terrible.
Horrible news coming out this morning. It was Ronald Reagan International Airport there in Washington, D.C. So T's and P's to all those families. You hate seeing this. You hate waking up to this news. But that is by far the biggest news story of the morning. I guess we can transition now to what's going on in our lives. It's kind of weird now to have some laughs and
fun.
But you know, we'll continue the show here. Katie, what's going on with you?
Well, yeah, last night I went to a talent show, an elementary school talent show.
Oh, that's
and
fun.
It was.
Is it?
I don't know if fun's the right word, Josh. It's funny because there was a group, man, the acts that they had on this bill, there had to be at least 25 different acts on this stage. And the kids that I went to go check out, they were second to last. So
I take back the fun.
That's how it worked out.
We've had to go watch some of our kids' talent shows. I'm trying to think. I don't think any of them participated.
No?
But we've gone to, like, watch Friends and things like that, and I'm with you, Katie Cat. That is not a good time.
It's so fun. Let me tell you, a lot of it was like there was two MCs, if you will, who were kind of hosting the whole thing, and they'd come up and tell a joke and then introduce the next act, and the joke usually had to do with what the next act was doing. And there were so many little girls who combined gymnastics with their favorite song that they wanted to sing. So they would go and do some flips, then they'd come up to the microphone and they'd sing, and then they'd go and do some flips.
You're like, please
then
stop.
They'd come and at one point, they were like, here's Sophie and Gwen singing their favorite song. And it was,
Oh, my gosh.
And then it was, here's Allie and Madison singing their favorite song. And it was, And then a lot of Taylor Swift. And Katy Perry came to roar last night at the gymnasium.
God,
there's so much. And at one point, Josh, there were these two young little ladies. And they were so cute. But they dressed up as little cowgirls. And they put on a Morgan Wallen song, and they tumbled. They tumbled
they
all over that
flips
stage.
And somersaults.
And you could tell one of the girls practiced a routine every night, probably, and the other one didn't. And
it was a night before. Hey, you want to join me on
stage?
Exactly.
And so the one little girl was getting so mad at her friend, like, do the routine.
Oh,
like, it was,
no.
It was so funny.
That friendship is over.
Oh, my gosh.
The,
but,
the word talent is very loose now
with
these things,
show.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
a show.
Just, like, get up and dance and look at me.
It has changed so much because when I went to school, the talent show was you
talent.
Had to have a talent to even be considered.
Played your piano or the drums.
And
or,
then somebody won. Nobody won at this talent show. Everybody
not even
just
you,
got,
the listener.
I know. Everybody just got up on the stage and entertained. But I was waiting for like us to be able to vote. Like, do the teachers vote? Do the kids vote? Who wins this thing? They didn't even.
Nothing.
Like, it doesn't even end like that. And
it's
I was
just
like,
live TikTok is basically
the,
yes,
it's a live version
oh
of TikTok.
God.
Come and watch my kids do a TikTok. That's what happened last night. And, you know, here's the thing. All the parents who came out to support their kids, like, it was a nice, fun event. And I bet if I had a child in there, I'd be a lot more invested.
No.
But as just a spectator who was kind of like, this is interesting, you know.
This
like,
is what you
yes.
all do, huh?
Ooh, but some of them, man, there was one gymnastics routine where I was like, they should be on the Olympics. Who are these
hey.
Girls?
So
you
true
know?
Talent,
so
then.
There was some really good stuff, but then those country girls came out, and it's like, what is she? She looking for a horse? What's happening over there? Like,
who was the best then, Katie?
I'm just trying to be not biased here, but the girls that I went to go watch, they kind of knocked it out of the park.
Did they?
They
okay.
did. They were really,
what
really
did they
funny.
Do again?
They dressed up as their dad and did dad
That's
jokes.
Right, yeah.
And they owned that stage. They were so funny. And they used one of my jokes that I told them, so I was pretty
well,
happy
that's
about
why you
that.
Like
I know, I know. I know.
You're like, I wrote that one. That one's me.
That one's mine.
The talent is here in the audience. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry you had that experience
yeah.
last night.
Well, you know, you live and you learn. Yeah. I probably won't go to another one.
Smart move.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh on Mix 100.